real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. I have a question for you this morning. What is true greatness in the kingdom of God? Well, some might say it's one who's a gifted orator who mesmerizes a mega church congregation and can just captivate people's attention by their great oratory and biblical skills. Others might say, look at those musicians in those large churches. Look at how gifted they are. Look at how marvelously they sing, how marvelously they play. I mean, that's true greatness in the kingdom of God. Others might say it's those who kind of work behind the scenes in a local congregation who have administrative skills and make the church hum. Is that what true greatness is in the kingdom of God? We're in Matthew chapter 20, verse 26. And listen to what Jesus says here about true greatness in the kingdom. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Now, in the Old Testament, it was emphasized that God's people should submit to the Lord, should be submissive to the commandments of God, right? But now in the New Testament, Jesus is changing that just a little bit, not saying we shouldn't submit to God, but how do we submit to God? We submit to God by being a servant to others. Wow, what a radical concept. You see, Jesus is changing the ethic in the ancient world. You see, the Greeks at that time thought the lowliest virtue of life was to be a servant. But Jesus here is saying it's the greatest virtue of life. So I have a challenge for you today. If you want to be great in the kingdom of God, serve other people in love. Look for opportunities to be a servant to other people around you. And you might be saying, well, what if they don't appreciate it? Serve anyway. What if I don't get recognition for that service? Serve anyway. What if they don't express their gratitude for what I've done for them? Serve anyway. Jesus is calling us to be servants to one another. I've talked about this before. Oftentimes when people become self-consumed and start to feel sorry for themselves, the best thing that they can do is go outside themselves and be a servant to other people. This is a way not only to be what God has called us to be, but also to get us out of ourselves, get us out of the doldrums, get us out of thinking about ourselves, wanting to be served all the time. And boy, I want to tell you, that's kind of the way the United States is. Isn't that the way people are in the United States? It's all about me. What's best for me? Who's going to serve me? Who's going to help me? Who's going to support me? And Jesus is changing that radically by saying, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, be a servant to others. Now, here's the thing. We don't do that perfectly, right? We try, we give effort, we try to be servants to others, but many times we fall short. And when we do, what do? We go back to the cross and the empty tomb, the cross where Jesus died, the empty tomb that declares that Christ is alive. And when we go to the Lord with a repentant heart saying, God, I've not been the kind of servant I should be. As a matter of fact, I had an episode yesterday where I should have been a better servant to my wife and other people around me, and I was consumed with self. So what do? I got to go back to the cross of Jesus. I got to drown that in the blood of the Lamb. I got to rise up to a newness of life by the Holy Spirit's power and say to the Lord, make me a servant, a better servant today. So my friend, that's my encouragement to you. We aren't perfect servants. We know what the Lord says in this. Whoever wants to be great among you must be a servant to others. Whoever must be first must be a slave. Holy cow. What a change. What a radical concept Jesus is giving us today. And it is a challenge. I have a challenge for you today based on the Word of God. Look for opportunities to serve other people around you in love today. It might be a family member. It might be an in-law or a parent or a brother or a sister or someone in the local congregation. Look for opportunities today to be a servant. And I think of that song. I don't remember all the words to it, but the captivating thought of this song is, Lord, make me a servant today. May that be our prayer this day. Lord, make each one of us who hear my words today a servant to other people. For that's where true greatness is found. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.